The lichta of olei apruzbul, it also helps to write a pruzbul that the locher is by shmita, the end is shmita, it stops the chayvos. But if you write a pruzbul, it helps. And the locher is, you can only write a pruzbul if the loiva has karka. So even though he only has a very small amount of karka, still you could write a pruzbul on it that you could still collect your money even after shmita. And it also says here, v'liknois ima nechosim shein lehem achrayis. That a small amount of karka is also, you could also use it to be koina metaltlim with a kinyan agav. So in other words, if you're koina, this small karka, you are also koina the metaltlim that come with it. Now, the yarmut, if you're going to tell me, being in tziburin, that you have to have that the metaltlim is on top of the property, if so, koshu lamai chazi. We're talking about now a very small amount of property. So it's like an inch by an inch. So how much metaltlim could fit on top of it? So the churutz mashma that even though the metaltlim do not fit, is not on top of the karka, so what? Even though it's on the side someplace else, when you're kind of the karka, you're also kind of the metaltlim with it. So churutz a proof, you do not need tziburin. So Gemara says no. Tirgama Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna. Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna comes to answer this. Kai made the Rav Yosef in front of Rav Yosef. And he answers, Kegoin shenuatz bo machat. In this small property that I'm selling you, the metaltlim was that there was a needle stuck on top of it. So I'm selling you the needle also. So therefore, machat, the needle, could be on top of a small property, so maybe that's the case. So maybe you still need siburin. The metaltlim has to be on top of the karka. But here you have it, because this needle is on top of the karka. On this, the Mara answers back, Omale Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef answered back, Kavistun. Rashi says, Kavistun means Tiatani, like you're getting me angry. What kind of answer is that? Ichbo Tono La Shminun Machet. Do you want to tell me the Tana, the Mishnah, is coming to teach me that on a small piece of karka, a small property, you could also be kind of mitautlim if you need agav, which means the case of a machat of a needle? Like, the Mishnah doesn't talk about such small things. To be kind of a needle, you don't talk about it. The Mishnah should have rather not spoken about it. If the Mishnah says that you could be kind of mitautlim agav karka, l'churut means even though it's a very small amount of property, you could be kind of any type of mitautlim, or else something valuable. But we don't talk about just a small needle. So Gemara answers no. Omer Ravashi, Ravashi answers back, no, it could be still, maybe you do need siburim. Maybe the utensils have to be on top of the property. And your question is, if only a needle fits there, we don't talk about these things? The answer is no. Man Leimelon, who told you, to loitola bor maganisa. Maybe there's a maganisa, a pearl, hanging on this needle. Or maybe there's a diamond on this needle. The shav yalfe zuzin, that's worth $1,000. So therefore, the Tana teaches us that even though you have a very small amount of you have a very small piece of property, could even be an inch by an inch, still, if you have metaltlim that fit on top of it, like a small diamond that's on top of this property, I could be marked, I could sell you the diamond with the kark also. So therefore, we don't have a proof. It could be, though, that the kark is only kind of the metaltlim if the metaltlim is directly on top of the kark. But if not, maybe it's not kaina. So Mar says, Toshima, come now, bring another proof. Omer Rebbe Lozer, Lozer says, Maisa b'medunya echad. It once happened a case with a person in Medunya. That Shehoye B'Rishlayim, was in Yerushalayim, Shehoye Loi Metaltlim Harbi. He had a lot of different utensils, a lot of different metaltlim. O Bikesh Litman B'Matona. And he wanted to give them away for a present. That's what he wanted to do. So Rashi says, Meduni means miyaisamakum, from that place. Yeah. So Amrullah, they said back to him, Ein loy takono achi yiknom agavikarka. Like, if you want to be matni, you want to give this person all your metaltlim, so the best way is, give him the property, and then this metaltlim go along with the property. So ma'osa, what did this person do? Holach v'lokach beisela. He took a small, the habimin it was a base cellar, means a small property, that's only the size of a cellar, which is a matabeya, the size of a coin. Well, some say it means it was a stony place. Somuch Yerushalayim, near Yerushalayim, the Yomini said like this, in this property, Sefoini Zer Leploini. the north side of his property, I'm being matna, I'm giving over to my friend. The imay meya tzayin, and with this property, I also want to give him 100 sheep, or meya chavius, and 100 barrels of wine. Umayt, and then the person died. So here the kinyan he made, there was a kinyan agav. He said, I'm giving you a small piece of property on the north side of this field, and with this field, I want you also to be kind of 100 sheep and 100 barrels. So here the havaminah is that these 100 barrels and 100 sheep do not fit on top of this small land. So if so, you see that a kinyan agav helps, even where it's not siburin, even though the metaltlim is not directly on top of the property. Because here it says, the kaimu es devarav, that the chum said yes, what he said was good. So for the Marin says no. The Marin says, and the Marin says, now, the Armut, if you're going to tell me, bin and siburin, that the loch of agav is only if the metaltlim is directly on top of the karka, they sell a lamai chazi. To have a meaner is, the property was the size of a seller of a coin. So it's a small piece of property. So if so, how could you have 100 sheep and 100 barrels on top of it? So it's a proof that you do not need siburin. Therefore, any small amount of property that I sell to you, with that property I could also give over to you all the metaltlim I want. So Mora says, no. Mi savra de beisela. Sela mamish. Who told you the property of a beisela means the size of a coin mamish? No. My sela. You know what a sela means here? De nafish tuva. That there's a large amount of property. It's like a big stone. Maybe a sela means lashon of a stone like. It's a very large piece of property. And the amai korolei sela. Why does he call them this large piece of property called a sela? The Torah says the koshrik a sela. Because it's hard like a stone. Trust me to say it's stony property. But it could be maybe the case here was, it was a very wide property. So he meant to sell him a nice wide piece of this property. And therefore on top of the property could fit the 100 sheep and the 100 barrels. So we have no proof. Maybe you do need siburin. Tashma, come and bring another proof. The Amarav Yudama Amarav. Rav Yudama Amarav said, that Maise, once happened a story, the Yodimech with one person, Shechol of Yerushalayim. He was sick, and he was in Yerushalayim, and now the case went to Rabbi Eliezer. The case is like Rabbi Eliezer Shita, that Rabbi Eliezer Shita does not hold from a Matna Shchid Mira. I mean, even though here the person was sick, but we do not hold there's any special kinyan of a Matna Shchid Mira. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. That's Womshat. The Amri law, some say no, the story was Bori Hoya, that this person was a healthy man, and therefore Karabonin, it could even go according to the Rabbonin Shita. Because according to the Rabbonin, if the man would have been sick, like a Shchimera, then you can't bring any proof. Because we hold when a Shchimera, a person that's about to die, the Rabbonin made a special takana, whatever he says, it takes place. The Divrei Shchimera is Kichsuvim or Kimsurim Dami. We hold whatever a Shchimera says, like before he dies, if he wants to give away something, so it's considered as if it was written down and done already. So therefore, he can't bring any proof from a Shchimera. Therefore, according to the Rabbanan Shita, the case here was the man was a healthy man. Now, what was the case? Shohoyiloi metaltlim harbri. The man had a lot of metaltlim. Obikesh litnim b'matona. And he wanted to give it away for a present to somebody. Omruloi. So he went and asked Shaila, how can I give away all my metaltlim to somebody? So they told him back, Ein loy takona ele sheyikna magabe karka. The best way to do it is, be makna all your property to somebody, agav the karka. Like, sell this person some of your property, and then agav, because of this property, you'll also be makna to him, will be kind of all the metaltlim. So ma also, what did this man do? Holach velokach base roiva. He took a small piece of property, which is only a base roiva. Rashi says it means bayis zriyas roivakav. It's a place that you could seed there, plant there, a roiva, a quarter of a kav worth of seeds. So he took this property, which was sabachli Yerushalayim, the Omer, and the person said like this, tefach al tefach leploini. One tefach, let's say like 4 inches by 4 inches of this property should belong to this person. The imoy, and with this property I want to give over to him meyot soin. I want to give over to him 100 sheep and 100 barrels. And then this person died. Now again, the case is either he was a Shchimera before and it's according to Rabbi Elazar that there's no new halacha of a shchimira, or else the story was this man was healthy before he died. So also there's no special halacha. It only works with regular kinyanim. Now when the person died, the kaimu chachom lemesavarov, the chum said what he did was good. In other words, he was makne, he gave over this small piece of property, just a tefach by a tefach, 4 inches by 4 inches to his friend. And because of that, the friend was also kind of these 100 sheep and 100 barrels. Now the question is, v'yamrit, if you're going to tell me that be'inon tziburin, that the loch is, when I give you property, it's only good for the metaltlim. If the metaltlim is on top of the karka, then tefach al tefach l'may chazi. If I only gave you a small property, just 4 inches by 4 inches, so how many sheep can you put on top of it? For sure you can't put 100, you can't put 100 barrels there. So why was the person kind of the metaltlim also? So it has to be talking, it has to be that you do not need tziburim. Samar says no. Maybe Hocha b'mayaski, no, we're talking about over here, Lidmei, where what he wanted to do was give him the money to buy these sheep and the barrels. Not that he meant to give away the actual animals with the barrels, but maybe just meant to give him the money. And therefore the money could fit on top of this karka. So maybe you still need tziburin, and you have it here. The Gemara says, Hocha nami mistavra. This is also a svar, it also makes more sense this way. That we're talking about he's going to give over the money. Why? Because if the case was that the person really had 100 barrels of wine and 100 sheep that he wanted to give away to his friend, so what was the big problem? He can't make a kinyan, like it's very hard to take and move each one of them. But nikninu nalei b'chalipin. I have another easy way. Let him make a kinyan chalipin. Chalipin helps. Chalipin means you give over your handkerchief, and he's kind of the handkerchief. And machmas that he's kind of the handkerchief, he also takes with him all these, all the metaltlim. So then why was the case only with agav karka? Why didn't he make a simple chalipin? So therefore, if we're talking about the dimei, the money, then it's good. Because we hold einamat beya nikna b'chalipin. Because if I want to give you over money, money I cannot give over with a kinyan chalipin. Therefore, the only way to give over the money was only through the kinyan agav. Samar says, V'yela my lidmei. Tell him, what do you want to say? We're talking about now that I want to give you over the money, but still it's a question. Nikninu na'alei b'meshicha. Why didn't he give over the money b'meshicha? Money good, you can't give it over to kinyan chalipin, but let him make a meshicha. Let the person that wants to receive the money, let him come and be moshach. Let him just pick up the money and move it. So why did you have to go through and make a kinyan agav? Elo, what do you have to answer? That the case he was the leisei l'mekabel matana, that the person that wants to you want to give your present, the present to, is not around. That was the case. That the, you want to give it to Reuven, and Reuven is not around. So you want to make it somehow that Reuven should receive it, even though he's not around. So that's why he didn't make a kinyan meshicha. Tumara says, hachinami, the leisei l'mekabel matana. So if so, therefore there's no proof we're talking about money then. Maybe we're talking about metaltlin. So the question he's asking though, if the metaltlim here, why didn't the Mekakinya Chalipin? The Torah says, because the Mekabu was not around. The Mekabu was not here to make the Kinya Chalipin with. Because Chalipin you have to make with the Mekabu himself. For the Gemara though, v'nizkinu na'lei agavachar, but okay, even though the person was not here, why can't you make the Kinyan agav somebody else? Let him be mezakarit through somebody else. Rashi says, "V'nizkinu na'lei b'meshicha. Let somebody else come and make a meshicha for my deyacher. Zocha b'yelul pleini. Like whatever it was, whether it was metalklim or whether it was some money, still it's a question. What do I care if the person was not around? Well, let somebody else come and be mezakarit for that person. So Mora says, no, that wasn't good because leisom chedaitei. The person that's giving the present is not samech das, does not rely on this because sover he thinks shomit v'yochelu." He's afraid to give away all these presents to somebody else to hold for his friend. Because he's afraid maybe that person will take it away. Either will take away all the actual animals and the chavis, or else will take away the money. So therefore, the only way to do it was agav the karka. So Mor says, V'yela mai ein letakona. So if so, what does the Braisa mean to say there's no other way out? L'chura, there was other ways out. That if he wanted to, he could have been mezakra, give it to somebody else to give it over. So Gemara says, Hachikom, this is what he meant to answer. L'may d'loy som chedaitei. That you're afraid that the nice and the one that's giving the present will not rely upon somebody else to receive it for your friend. You don't trust anybody else. Says so, and like takono, achiyiknam agabe karka. If so, then there's no way out but to wait and give it to my day karka. Well, and like this, the pshat is, let somebody else come and be mezaka for your friend the karka. Because karka can't get lost. And once the person is mezaka the karka for your friend, agav the karka, he's also kind of older metautlam. So if we're coming out so far, there's no proof. We don't know exactly what this case was. Was this case where there was actual animals there, with the chavyas there, then there should be a proof that you do not need siburin. Or else, no, it could be matcha. Maybe the case is talking about vidmei. Maybe the case is where the person only wants to give him the money. And if it's only giving him the bundle of money, so the money could be agav karka. The money would fit on top of a small piece of karka, which is only a tefach by a tefach. So therefore, there wouldn't be any proof. So far, we don't have a proof whether you need siburin or not. We're not sure. Since the Shal and Al-Sugi, you taste us about in the Shal and Rashi's Girsa, when the Gemara wanted that Chalipin should help, would Chalipin be good idea acher? When you want to make a Kenyan Chalipin, do you need to give it over to the Koine himself? Or can you make Chalipin even with somebody else to be mezakrit for the person? That's the Shal and Tutsurutsim and Taisus here. When you want to make Chalipin, do you have to give it over the Matna to the Lakeach directly? Or could there be somebody else in between? Could it be mezakeh the chalipin for the person also or not? So far we have no proof if you need siburin or not. So Gemara says, Tosh Shema, come and now bring another proof. There was another case, Maisa Rabbi Gamliel. It was a Kainim. Once happened the story when Rabbi Gamliel and the Zakenim show you boy in Basrina. There was once traveling on a ship. And the case was, Rashi says, V'shochach v'loinosem v'shus litrum. They forgot that when they left home, they had pears there that they brought into the house. It was grown in Eretz Yisrael. And they forgot to take off the trumas and maizes before he went away. And he did not leave permission, he did not tell anybody there in his house before he left to take off the trumas and maizes. So Rabbi Gamliel feels very bad now that a chacham is not supposed to have pears in your house that you can't eat. Like this, since he didn't take off the trumas and maizes, it's like tevel. So he was afraid maybe the people in his house would go to eat from that fruit. So he wanted to do something now on the ship to take off the Truma Semaisris from the fruits that he had in his house. So what did Rabbi Gamliel do? So the case was, Omar Lehem Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said, Lezakenim to the Zakenim, that Isser Shana Yosid Lomoid, one tenth that I plan to take off for my fruit, my food in